Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Donna Williams from the Mount Airy Grade School. How are you doing, Donna?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so you've got the PTO Carnival and Auction comes up on Saturday?
Saturday, November the 2nd.
Okay, so and this happens every year, and you get a variety of prizes given to you to sell off for the PTO, and it's just a huge event, right?
Yes, it is. It's one of the biggest events of the year.
Okay. So again, a great lineup of prizes?
Yes, we have donations from many businesses and gift certificates and all kinds of things. It's just a wonderful selection of a lot of things.
Okay. All right. And you've brought some students with you today, so Harp, get around here. All right. So who's your first student here?
This is Harv Kaiser.
Hi, Harv. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, and who's your mom and dad?
Michelle Kaiser and Ron Kaiser.
Oh, okay. And you live in Mount Airy?
Jeff, kinda.
Okay, all right. All righty, and then we'll talk to you. Second student, come on around. Okay, who's your second student?
This is Esme Krupp.
Esme Krupp. How are you doing, Esme?
Good.
Okay, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Okay. And so who's your mom and dad?
Alicia Krupp and Adam Krupp.
Oh, okay. All right. And they're listening today, huh? Because you're a big radio star, right?
No.
Okay. Good answer. All right, Esme. And then your third student you've got with you. Come on around.
And this is Lucas Clagg.
Hi, Lucas. How are you?
Good.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
You're in fourth grade. And so who's your mom and dad?
Hallie Clagg and Casey Clagg.
Okay. And you live there in Mount Airy? Or you
just
live
no.
out just outside?
Outside.
Or are you in Jeff, kind of.
Over by Ziff.
You live over by Ziff. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to talk to the students. We're going to talk to Donna. We're going to talk to Sarah Barnfield in just a few moments on the Community Connection about the big PTO auction coming up Saturday night. What time's the door open?
At 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock at the Mount Airy Grade School this Saturday night.
Here's nationally syndicated radio host and real estate expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Unless you're a seasoned pro at selling houses, I firmly believe that a quality real estate agent is worth more than they cost you when it's time to sell. In fact, a study from the National Association of Realtors found that the median home price for sellers who used an agent is 16% higher than a home sold directly by an owner. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Donna Williams from the Mount Airy Elementary School. We didn't even introduce Sarah, did we? No, we didn't. So, Sarah, come on up and say hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. Tell everybody who you are.
My name's Sarah Barnfield, and I'm a third grade teacher at Mount Airy. I've been there for 14 years.
Okay. What's it like teaching in Mount Airy?
It's great. I feel like we are really lucky to have such a small rural school and just be able to know all of our kids.
Okay. And third grade, that is before they become problem children in the fourth grade, right?
I love third grade.
Okay. All right. What do you think about what the PTO is doing this weekend?
This is our big fundraiser. Not only am I a teacher, I'm also a parent, so I'm actually the treasurer for the PTO also.
Okay.
I have my own kids that go to Mount Airy School too, and this is really our money generator that makes it possible to do all the many, many things that we do for the kids throughout the year.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Donna. Did you send people like Sarah out to get all these great items that you have up for bid this Saturday?
The parents have done that with their children. They've taken their children out and asked different businesses and the teachers. We all are a family and we do it together.
So everybody
goes out and gets donations.
Okay. So 5 o'clock, the doors open.
Mm-hmm. The fish fry is at 5.
And there's a fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that Country Roads or is that local guys?
It's local people.
Local people.
Doing it for us.
Fixing mm-hmm. fish. That's the best
That's
kind.
That's right.
All right. So what is the menu for the fish fry?
We have fish, and we have chicken strips. We also have fries, coleslaw, baked beans, hush puppies, and desserts. No desserts?
No desserts.
No hush puppies.
Okay. Sorry, but there will definitely be desserts.
Yes, there are desserts.
Homemade desserts.
Yes.
Homemade desserts. All right. Homemade. And how much is the dinner going to cost?
At the door, it's $11. They can buy tickets in advance for 10. And children are 5 in advance and 6 at the door.
Oh, okay. And how do I get a ticket?
You can ask any Mount Airy student or teacher or parent, probably, or you can get them at the door.
Okay. All right. So dinner starts at 5, and how long are you going to serve?
We are serving from 5 to 7.
Okay. And then does the auction start at 7, or does it start earlier than that?
The auction starts at 6.
The auction starts at 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to, you know, get there early and fill up, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Is this a silent auction type deal? Or?
No, it's a live auction. And actually, Justin Carson, auctioneer, has donated his services for us.
Oh, okay. And he does that every year, doesn't he?
We have a couple of parents that are auctioneers, and they rotate back and forth.
Oh,
so
okay.
He is the one that's doing it this year.
All right. And so how much money did you raise last year? Do you remember?
Mrs. Barnfield might know that.
Our total last year was just right about $6,000.
Wow, $6,000. So, you know, it's quality items you're auctioning it off. What do you think is the biggest item up for bid this weekend? Is it the Cardinal tickets?
Oh, that will be a good one. We also have a couple of half hogs.
Ooh, half hog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the processing has been donated for that as well. So that's all ready to go for you.
Okay, so the price you pay at Mount Airy is the price you pay.
Yep.
You don't have to pay extra.
No.
Okay. A couple of half hogs, Cardinal tickets. Did you get any Blues tickets?
No, we don't have that.
No? Okay.
We have Big Splash. We have Sky Zone. We've got a Miners prize pack for the Miners down by Marion.
Okay.
We have an Evansville Otters Family Fun Pack for 4.
Wow.
And it came with some extras, too.
Oh, okay. All right. That is all going to come up on Saturday night at 5 o'clock. Let's get Esme, because you're closest. Come around here. All right. So you're in fourth grade. Do you understand what this whole auction is about?
Yes.
Yes, you do? Okay, what is it about?
It's about raising money for field trips and, like, stuff for the school.
Stuff for the school, okay. And field trips. Have you gone on any field trips?
Yes.
Okay. What has been your favorite field trip so far?
Bellwoods?
Okay. And when did you just take that?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you see at Bellwoods?
A bunch of trees, some tracks.
Oh, okay. Like animal tracks?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, is there a train track out there? So what's it like being in the fourth grade at Mount Airy Grade School? What's good about it?
You're the oldest in the school.
You're the oldest in the school. Mm-hmm. So you're the queen of all you survey is what you're saying. What have you done for the big auction and dinner on Saturday night?
We've donated a bunch of things.
Okay. You donated some stuff? All right. And do you have a job that you're going to do Saturday night?
No.
Are you going to serve food or you cook them fish?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Tell me, what is lunch like at Mount Airy? do you have a favorite meal at lunch?
You're asking the wrong kid.
I'm asking the wrong kid. Do you not like lunch?
I bring my lunch.
You bring your lunch? Okay. What does your mom usually make for you?
A sandwich.
A sandwich of some sort? Okay. All right. Because I know when I was in, like, fourth grade, pizza day was the day. That was the day when they had pizza.
That's pretty popular at Mount Airy, too.
Okay. All right. Esme, thanks for being on. See, you're done now. Okay, so now you can relax. And we are going to be back in just a few moments here on the Community Connection. We're talking to students from the Mount Airy Grade School. The auction and meal is coming up Friday night. It starts at 5.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. I'm sorry. Saturday night at 5. Doors will open and the meal will start. And the auction starts at 6 Saturday night at the Mount Airy Grade School. Be back in just a moment.
Listen weekdays after the 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We've got Donna Williams, Sarah Barnfield, Lucas Clagg, Esme Krupp, and Harv Kaiser from the Mount Airy Grade School. The Mount Airy PTO dinner and auction is coming up Saturday night. It starts at 5. Auction will start at 6, and it's a fish fry, and it's a local fish fry, so you know it's quality. All right, so Donna, what impact does a PTO have on the school?
Oh, it has a tremendous impact. They have taken them on so many field trips. They took them by chartered bus to St. Louis Zoo last year, and so that's just one of the things. They buy all the school supplies, or not all of them, but a majority of the school supplies every year for all the students. They do wonderful things for the teachers as well, you know. Okay. So lots of things.
Okay. Sarah, you're a teacher.
I am, yeah.
So what impact has the PTO had on you and your classroom?
I really appreciate our PTO. They always have our backs on anything. They also help teachers with classroom expenses every quarter by donating some money to help teachers with stuff that comes out of our own pockets. They also have our back. I mean, anytime if I don't feel like I have money for something that the kids are needing, they're always really good about helping out with whatever's needed. They also purchased a brand new sound system for our building this year that's in the gym for all of our programs, and it's really, really awesome, and the kids are really benefiting from that. They loved the program and having the cool sound system, and we just appreciate everything that they do.
Everybody could hear. And okay, so when you see a need in your classroom, well, I'd like this stuff, do you just approach the PTO, or do you send a letter, or how does that work?
I know you're usually the treasurer. I let our president, Chrissy Atwood, know what our need might be, and then we make sure that it's addressed in our upcoming meeting and talk about, you know, how best to meet those needs for the kids.
Okay. So is it really a budgeting issue, especially in the state of Illinois right now, that the PTO has stepped up for you, hasn't it, Donna?
They really have, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk to, we talked to Esme, let's talk to Lucas. Lucas, step up the microphone. You are also in the fourth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the king of the school, right? Or
yeah.
is that Harv?
Yeah,
you don't know, okay. All right. So what do you think of fourth grade at Mount Airy? You having a good time?
Yeah.
Do you have good teachers?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about next year? You'll go to Sisney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you a little nervous about going to Sisney?
Nope.
Nope? Because you'll have your Mount Airy buds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is your teacher?
Miss Phillips.
Miss Phillips? Okay. How's Miss Phillips as a teacher?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Do you have a favorite subject?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay. All right. So, do you have a favorite lunch item they serve up in Mount Airy in the cafeteria?
I bring my lunch.
You bring your lunch, too. Okay. All right. Is there a reason you bring your lunch? Your mom makes you? Or she cares enough for you? And she could, What does she make for you? Like a sandwich and some chips?
Sandwich.
What do you want to see inside that that lunch box when you open it up? What's your favorite?
I really don't know.
You really don't? You haven't thought of it. It's all good. Because mom put it in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me ask you about the field trip. The field trip you took to St. Louis, you had a chartered bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How was it riding in the charter bus?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. It's nice and comfortable. Air conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ride up in the little luggage container on top?
No.
Tell me you had movies.
Yeah, movies too?
Yep.
On the way there and back, what'd you see? Do you remember?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, so what was your favorite part of the zoo? Do you have a favorite animal that you saw?
No.
No? Just like walking around?
Yeah.
Did you see the sea lions?
No.
No?
Tell them it was raining.
It was raining?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so you didn't get to see many of the animals. Because, you know, you're ducking out of the rain. What did you think of St. Louis, even in the rain? Think it was a nice-looking town?
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger than Mount Airy, isn't it?
A lot.
Okay. All right. We are going to be back in just a few moments. We are talking with Donna Williams, Sarah Barnfield, Lucas Clagg, Esme Krupp and Harv Kaiser from the Mount Airy Grade School. Mount Airy PTO auction and dinner comes up this Saturday night. It is doors open at 5. Auction is at 6. It's $11 at the door or $10 in advance. You can contact the school or any parent or student and get a ticket in advance. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Donna Williams, Sarah Barnfield, Lucas Clagg, Esme Krupp, and Harv Kaiser from the Mount Airy Grade School. And we are talking about the PTO auction and dinner. It comes up this Saturday night, starts at 5 in Mount Airy. And $10 in advance, $11 at the door. So Donna, what about parents of small kids?
We do have child care provided. We have high school girls that are there, and they do a very good job. They have lots of activities for them, keep them busy, and they do a great job.
Okay. Child care is nothing extra?
No.
Okay. So you just come in and drop them off?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Well, feed them first, right?
Yes, feed them first, and then drop them off.
All right. And it's $11 at the door.
Yes.
And children are?
Six
at the door. Okay. And
under 3 is free.
Under 3 is free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So do you have items that you auction off year after year that people are really looking forward to? Is it like the half hog, or is it the cardinal tickets, or?
The cardinal tickets are, we've had those every year. The half hog, this is the first year we've had that.
Okay. All right. So you're looking forward to seeing how that works
Yes,
out.
We are.
Okay. What about Holiday World?
Holiday World, we don't have this year, but we have Big Splash.
Okay. Yes. All right. And what about the Miners tickets and the Otters tickets?
We've had those in the past, yes.
Okay. And they went well?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sarah, let me ask you, what item on the auction list on Saturday night is the item you're going to want to go after?
We have some cool things. Honestly, Bedford Township Fire Department donated a ride on the fire truck to school for a parent that wants to purchase that for their students. So we think that's a really cool donation. Also a hot item, we know that you guys have carried this before on the WFIW auction, but we have the $500 laser services from Dr. Moulton Jessica.
Oh, okay.
And that's an item that a lot of ladies like to come out for.
Oh, okay. All right. What about getting the guys together to do the cooking? Was that hard for the PTO to come together, or...
We have a lot of parents that are just active, and we have a lot of community members that'll pitch in when they know that we need help. We also have some help coming from our Sisney High School FFA.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So everybody has pitched in together, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Definitely a team effort.
Okay. All right. Let's get Harv up here. Harv, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. So, Harv... what are you looking forward to this year, fourth grade, your last year at Mount Airy?
I don't really know.
You don't really know? You're looking forward to graduation?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you know if you got any more field trips besides the Bellwoods one that you just took?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going? Do you know?
No, but no? I know there's probably going to be some more.
There's going to be some more. You'll probably take one in the spring, huh?
Probably.
Okay. Well, where are you hoping to go?
I'm not too picky.
You're not too picky. You don't care. Just as long as you're not in class, right?
Yep.
Just like today. Have you ever thought about going, wondering if they take you to the state capitol? You could see the Abraham Lincoln Museum?
Not really.
Not really? They have this thing where it's called Ghosts in the Library, where this guy talks to you. You're sitting in a theater and this guy talks to you. And he talks to you about all these things that happened in the Civil War, and turns out he's a ghost. It's really cool. Yeah, you don't realize it until the very end, and when he just disappears. It's really cool. So, you know, if you get a choice, put down Lincoln Library.
Okay.
Okay. They also, in the floor up there at the Lincoln Library, at one point, there is this big circular sort of room, and they have a penny in the center with Abraham Lincoln in it. There's a hole just big enough for a penny, just happened to be. Somebody put a penny in it, and it's been there ever since. It's kind of cool.
Sounds like a fun place to go.
Fish fry is coming up. Are your mom and dad helping out at the fish fry? Or?
I don't really know.
Okay. All right.
You sold all your supper tickets to your family.
Have you sold all your supper tickets?
Yep.
Wow. How many supper tickets did you get? Did you get 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it hard to get people to buy those tickets?
Not really.
Okay. Did you go about it this way? Go, you know what, save a dollar on each ticket. You can save a dollar on each ticket buying them now. If you go to the door, it's a dollar more. I'm saving you money. Hadn't really thought of that, huh?
No.
Okay. All right. Harv, what is the best thing about going to Mount Airy Grade School?
My friends.
Your friends? Okay. That's pretty cool. All right. So, Donna, the PTO auction and supper is this Saturday night.
Yes.
It starts at 5. Is there anything else we need to talk about it?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it all.
Okay. All right.
Just come out and join us and have a good time and buy something cool at the auction.
Okay. And you know what? We haven't even talked about the gift baskets. Do you have gift baskets this year?
We do.
Okay.
We have some really nice gift baskets, actually. They're really big. And so Mrs. Barnfield has put some of those together for us. So
oh, okay.
She can tell you what's in some of them.
We've got 5 different theme baskets this year. This is donated items that the students bring in. We come up with 3 themes, and then we let them run with it and see what they bring us. So that's another way that our families are supporting our auction. Our themes were Crushing on Christmas, which is all kinds of stuff for the holidays to decorate your home, and baking cookies and stuff like that. We had
right.
so much brought in that we've got 2 separate baskets for that. We have Wrap It Up, which is everything to wrap up your holiday gifts. Again, we had so much that we have two separate of that. And then we have the Snow Much Fun theme basket, which is everything for a snow day. So that's kind of kid-oriented. And it's fun. It's going to be a good time, whoever takes that home.
Okay. And those baskets will be silent auction?
They'll be live auction.
They'll be a live auction also. Yep. Okay.
All Everything's right. live auction.
Okay. So the only way you can get your hands on it is to be there Saturday night starting at 5. Donna,
that's
thanks
right.
for coming in.
You're
Sarah,
welcome.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
coming
for having
in.
Us.
Thank you.
Okay. Harv, you want to say anything else?
Well,
you know, you shake your shoulders. Nobody
can
hear
that.
Come to the auction.
Okay. Esme, what do you have to say? Don't put your head down.
You can say hi, Mom and Dad.
Okay.
Hi.
Just hi. Okay. All right. All right. Lucas, you've had time to think about it. You got anything else you want to say? Nope. Nope. Okay. All right. You've been very brave coming out here and talking on the radio. Okay? That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection. Stay tuned to WFIW.